There's a famous dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon on whether Darshinan Taima Dekra. Can I take a reason for a mitzvah and either limit or expand the scope of the mitzvah? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Eino Darshinan Taima Dekra, we don't have a right to. And Rabbi Shimon says, Darshinan Taima Dekra. What's the case? The Torah tells us, one cannot take collateral from a widow. That's all the Torah says. It doesn't give us the reason. It just says, don't take collateral from a widow. So the commentators say, well, the working assumption must be is that it's because a widow is poor, doesn't have anyone supporting her, so therefore, that's why you can't take her collateral. But so Rabbi Yehuda says, so everyone agrees you can't take a collateral from a widow. That's the Torah. The debate between Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda is, can I take collateral from a wealthy widow? She has a nice life insurance policy. She's independently wealthy. She made good investments. Whatever the case. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ain't no darshin in time at the court. The Torah says you can't take collateral from a widow. It doesn't spell out a poor widow versus a rich widow. This is a widow. So therefore, I have no right to take the reason that I think is the reason and then apply and expand the scope of the mitzvah or limit the scope of the mitzvah and say it only applies to poor and not the rich. And Rav Shimon disagrees and says, darshin in time at the court. God gave us seichel for a reason. We take the reason and we expand or limit the scope of the mitzvah. So that's the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon in general, whether we're darshinan taima dekra or not. We generally paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, eino darshinan taima dekra. So there's a debate among the achronim, the Beis Halevi on one hand versus Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron Cutler on the other. And what is the reason for Eino Darshinan Taima Dekra? In other words, why can't I Darshinan Taima Dekra? So is it because, since the Torah didn't give me the reason, there could have been 100 different reasons why the Torah chose, I might choose the wrong reason. So if I choose the wrong reason and then apply the wrong reason, I'm going to come out with the wrong halacha, with the wrong result. That's why it's very pragmatic. Because I don't know the reason, and therefore I'm going to come out with the wrong conclusion, and I'll end up violating Yisurim or other things in that marriage. Is that why? Well, no. It's just, it's a low book, because the Torah just says I don't have a right to Darshinan, even if I knew the reason. Even if I'm right, it doesn't make a difference. You know, it's a low book, I just don't Darshan. So that's what they point out with Shlomo HaMelech. Where did he go wrong? He definitely went wrong. He was Darshinan Taima Dekra. But the question is, where was his mistake? So according to the Beis Halevi, his mistake was he got the reason wrong. And then since he got the reason wrong, he ended up doing the wrong thing. According to Rav Aaron Moshe, no, he could have got the reason right. The problem is being Darshinan Taima Dekra, because with the low plug, that's it. So let me point out that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, you know, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the second parak, that if it's Mefurish Bekra, so then you can be Darshin in time in the Kra, or you could maybe it's not being Darshin in time in the Kra, the Torah is being Darshin in time in the Kra. The Torah gives me the reason. And therefore, when the reason's given for the mitzvah, so therefore, if the Torah tells me I can't marry many wives because it might lead me astray, so if I marry Nashim Sikanios, I don't have to worry. So that's even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if it's Mefurish Bekras, so then you can be Darshin. And some might even say then you can't. But that's Rabbi Yehuda. So in the issue of Eino Darshin in time in the Kra, Rabbi Yehuda might agree if the reason's given, if it's Mefurish Bekras. So let's assume something isn't Mefurish Bekras. So it's definitely Eino Darshin in time in the Kra. And the question is, why? Is it like the Beis Halevi? Because you might get the reason wrong? Or it's because, like, Rav Aaron Rav Moshe, low plug. So, my nafkamina, what's the practical difference? One is, let's say, a Navi Muksak perhaps told you something. So let's we assume he's right. He knows what he's telling me. He's giving me a reason for a mitzvah. Do I have the right now to take the reason and either limit the scope of the mitzvah? So according to Beis HaLevi, perhaps, since I know the reason, the mistake of Shlomo HaMelech was to not know the reason. If the Navi Muksak gives me a reason, maybe then I can be Darshin in time of the Krah. And according to Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron, no, there's nothing to talk about. It's halacha psuka eino darshin in time in the kra, and that's it. Or perhaps another nafkamin is, can we be darshin in time in the kra l'chumra? So of course I can't be, according to the, I can't be darshin in time in the kra l'kula, because I might get the wrong result, and then I'll end up violating an issur. So according to the Beis HaLevi, perhaps you could argue one kid darshin and time in the kara l'chumra, they just can't do a lakula. Well, going to Rav Aaron Moshe, you can't darshin and time a lakura at all. So whether ben lakula ben l'chumra. So let's say, for instance, the Torah says explicitly not to take collateral from a widow, but it doesn't mention a grusha, a divorcee. But presumably the same reason should apply. She doesn't have a husband either. So that's what so Beis HaLevi would say, l'chumra, okay, so I'll tell you, don't take collateral, not only from an almana, but don't take collateral from a grusha either. Well, Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron say, no, of course you could take from a grusha, because ain't no darshin in time in the Krah, the Torah only says regarding an almana. And perhaps as well, another nafkamina is, let's say a summer job, working in a McDonald's, Shake Shack, or some other treif restaurant. Let's assume you work out all the Maris Ayin issues, all the halakhic issues. And the only issue is, let's say there's a general, there's an Isser Schora. It's a prohibition of being in the business of non-kosher. And Bakray is mutter. If you usually sell tuna and you found one or two treif fish, you could do that. But you can't, it's an Isser Schora. And some say the reason for the Issachora is because Shema Yochu, that if I'm working in the treif restaurant, if I'm cutting the corned beef and pastrami, or the pulled beef, then I'm going to end up eating it, or the rib. So therefore, that's why, that's the reason for the Issur. So, what about the, so someone would say perhaps if he owns a store in L.A., but the store is in New York, so then there's no concern he's going to come to you, and therefore maybe there's a sad heter. So that's regarding the person who owns the store. But you can't say the one who's working behind the counter making 5, 10, 15 bucks an hour is in the Yitzchor, he's just getting paid. So the question is, could he work in the store? So why not? Assuming you work out the other issues, well, you know, it's a low pug. Ain't no darshin in time at the Krah, and therefore you can work in the store, according to Rav Moshe and according to Rav Aaron. According to the Beis HaLevi, no. No McDonald's, because we are darshin, and this, it's true, it only talks about the owner, we're afraid to come to eat. But the worker also might come to eat, and therefore with darshin in time of lacrosse, we can't work in McDonald's or Burger King. So we have perhaps some not, so we have a machokas Beis HaLevi versus Rav Aaron and Rav Moshe, whether Ainur Darshin in time in the Krah because you get the reason wrong and hence the application's wrong, or no? Doesn't make a difference. Even if you get the reason right, it's always Ainur Darshin in time in the Krah. Halacha Psuka, Maaf Kamina, if a Navi Muksa gives you the reason, so according to the Beis HaLevi, if you know the reason, maybe you could Darshin in time in the Krah. But according to Rav Moshe Rav Aaron, no. Could I Darshin in time in the Krah L'chumra, let's say, extend no collateral to a widow? So Rav Moshe says no. Ain't no darshin in time in the Krah, but according to the Beis HaLevi, you can't do a l'chumra, why not? So therefore, don't take collateral from a grusha either. And also, can a worker, the Issachar applies to someone who owns it and he might come to eat it. What about a worker? So according to the Beis HaLevi, why not darshin in time in the Krah l'chumra, and therefore he can't work in McDonald's because he might come to eat it? According to Rav Moshe Rav Aaron, yes, you can, because there's no concern, because ain't no darshin in time in the Krah, Ben Lakula, Ben Lachumra.